Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Suderman of StoneX. Arlen, as we take a look at the market trade today, wheat futures, some good strength there. That seems to be pulling the corn market a little higher. Talk about that a little bit to start.
Yeah, absolutely. The wheat market is the leader today. We're getting a lot of mixed messages from the broader market, so that's allowing the grain and oil seeds kind of to focus a little bit more on fundamentals and their own thing, so to speak. Minneapolis and Kansas City wheat driving it higher. Again, that's a reflection of tight milling wheat supplies here in the United States, but more so globally. With expectations, we could see Canada's crop get even smaller. We've got dryness, very dry across much of the Black Sea region right now, and some dryness in Argentina with declining crop ratings as well. And that's helping support corn. When we look at the soybean side, it's being pulled lower by lower oil prices. Edible oils have been the real driver here over the past month. And so with them pulling back from recent highs, a little bit of profit taking ahead of the weekend, we're seeing that pull soybeans back as well. Soybeans that had a nice little run on them, and this is, again, allowing for a little bit of profit taking ahead of the weekend.
Arlen, over in the livestock markets, I noticed a little bit of light action there. Hogs a little bit higher, cattle kind of a mixed trade. Talk about what you're seeing in livestock today.
No, we're seeing a bounce in the hog market after some of the recent losses, and that's what I'm going to call it, more of a technical bounce, because we've seen some sharp losses the previous two sessions. When we go to the cattle side, a little bit of disappointment. The broader markets pulled the cattle market down yesterday, and that kind of took the steam out of hopes for higher cash prices this week. Most of the cash trade in the Southern Plains around 124, steady with the previous week. So the board a little bit disappointed, and some weakness as we go into the cattle on feed report expected out this afternoon. Expected, again, that we're going to see the cattle on feed report show one of the highest cattle numbers that we've seen on record. In fact, this would be the 10-year high for September placements if it comes in as expected.
And lastly, real quick, I know we had that broader commodity sell-off yesterday. Are you seeing anything here in the outside markets, the dollar, et cetera, stock market as we head towards the weekend that you want to mention?
Well, the big thing, I think, is yields on 10-year treasuries. They hit a new 5-month high yesterday of 1.70%, just a little bit above that. We're seeing a little bit of a pullback today, pre-weekend profit-taking, but these yields on securities continue to push higher, reflecting rising inflation expectations.
And again, that's comments with Arlen Suderman of StoneX.